the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory. Amen. Last week, we have two important days in our liturgical year. Wednesday, we have the day clean of Pascha. And if we have a service, divine liturgy, it will be exactly as the bright week. Celebrate the liturgy of Pascha as we say on Monday after Pascha. Thursday, was the feast of Ascension. So, Jesus, who came from heaven and became man for our salvation and suffered death on the cross and resurrected on the third day, he stayed with his disciples in order to prove for them that he is alive. And he appeared twice in the upper room. Once Thomas was absent, the second time Thomas was there. So, and many times he appears to them, even on the seat, and he asks them, do you have anything to eat? So, a dead person does not eat, and he is in flesh and soul, resurrected from the dead. So, after 40 days, he went back from where he came from. He returned back to heaven, to his Heavenly Father, to sit at the right hand of the Holy Father. That is ascension, is to save a place for each and every one of us in heaven. He ascended in heaven in order to reserve places for each one of us if we believe in him and follow his commandments of love. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And I was hungry, you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was homeless, and you sheltered me. I was naked, and you clothed me. This is the golden rule. If we follow the golden rule and give our hearts and our mind to, because this life is temporary. But the second life in glory and happiness with God the Father and with Jesus is eternal. There's no limit. Here, our life, there is a limit. Some people pass away very young, some middle ages, some people stay for a long time. But by the end, we have to go. This is not our house. Our house is to be with Jesus. So we have to work to our souls more than our bodies. Yes, we have to take care of our bodies. If we feel sick, we have to see a physician, we have to feed ourselves and our children. But most of all, the spiritual knowledge, like the communion and the Word of God. Read the Gospel and read the life of the saints so that we imitate them and live the same life they live. The Gospel of the day, the best interpretation is St. Paul, who the same reader we heard today in the epistle. His prayer was as a shepherd who have his flock and cares for his flock. So his prayer was priestly prayer. And he had a dialogue with God. So we said, okay, he is the second person of the Holy Trinity. He is God. To whom did he pray? Don't forget that he was incarnate and became man, and he has two natures. And he prayed as human. But this human has responsibility, because his mission was to give us the good news and care for his followers, for his sheep, and we are his sheep. So this prayer is a priestly one. That's how he prayed for us. So we commemorate today the feast of the 318 fathers, Holy Father, who met in the first Ecumenical Council in Nicaea. And when we say the Creed of Faith, I believe in one God, that there was the Apostle. Then it was extended in the Nicene Creed of Faith. So the fathers gathered together in order to denounce the heresy of Arius. Arius created a boat that Jesus is created. He is not created. He is, yes, his body, human body, but his soul, he is two nature in one person, divine and human. And remember that when he rose Lazarus from the dead, he wept as man, as human being. Then he ordered the corpse to rise as God. So man and God, the two natures, appeared in front of the tomb of Lazarus by weeping as human being and by raising the corpse as God. So this is one of the teachings of the Nicene Creed and the teaching of the Nicene Ecumenical Council, when all the 318 fathers gathered together from all over the world in Nicaea in order to denounce the heresy of Arius, who denied the divine nature. So he is God, and he is the Savior. We hope that he will come in glory again, because when he ascended to heaven, the angels appeared to them, the men in white, and said, as you have seen him ascending, he will come back the same way, in glory. Therefore, we also are waiting for the second coming.